Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. And welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. Like I said, village. It's just me today. No Chance, no Jermaine, no none of that. So I'm gonna hop in here, and we're gonna do the damn thing, regardless, right? So this is what it's about. It's me. It's you. Give me your ears. Give me your hearts. Give me your minds. Let's talk about some topics today. All right. So before we jump into anything, I want to say I'm thankful that all of you have at one point or another tuned in live and checked me out. I truly appreciate each and every last one of you. But please don't slow down. Continue to hop on the Welcome to the Village Facebook page. Check out the things that we post, repost, give me your thoughts. You know, we really appreciate each and every last one of you guys for doing that. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into these topics here. Let's jump into our first segment. I always like to get the politics stuff out of the way, get it done, get it early. Because to me, it's just easier than it allows me to kind of transition into more lighter topics. And then, of course, at the end, hit the village idiot and we end on a high note. There it is. So with that in mind, let's talk about this first topic here. We're talking about the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Trump Care appears to be picking up steam, but it has a tough battle to fight in the Senate. So we don't really know what's going to happen with it, but it passed the House. Passed narrowly at that. It was actually some Republicans or conservatives that actually still voted against it. I believe the number was 20 that actually voted against the repeal and replace. And to those that voted against it, that voted against repealing and replacement, as far as the conservatives, you know, to me, that says a lot. That says they know something's wrong with it, right? But it's hard to judge what a person is thinking, and that's the hardest part about all this. You don't really know what they were thinking, and that's the unfortunate part about all this.
Termite.
Sorry about that, village. You don't really know what these individuals are thinking in regards to. In regards to what exactly is the best thing or the next step for this country, rather. And so, you know, hey, I'm still encouraged that the Senate could shut it down. If this actually goes into play, then so be it. You know, we'll have to deal with it, just like people had to deal with the Affordable Care Act going into place. You know, this is something that we have to do. We'll make the transitions in our lives and we'll go forward. There it is. You know, we can't sit up here and cry over spilled milk. And I know that there are millions of people that are going to be displaced because of a thing called pre-existing conditions. Now, there is a list that came out of some things, just a little short list of pre-existing conditions. Now, one of the pre-existing, some of them rather, is acne, anxiety, asthma, bipolar disease, depression, menstrual irregularities, and I'm going to really tackle that one in a second here, sex reassignment, sleep apnea, and transsexualism. I'm also going to attack that one a little more as well. As far as acne goes, I mean, I have acne still. I'll be 36 in August. I don't sweat that one. That's not something that I'm sweating. However, there are those that have severe acne. I have a friend that has severe acne. And could this be a hindrance to her if she's not able to get any kind of medical care because of this? Possibly. But, you know, some people say, oh, it's just outer beauty. Well, that also helps you feel beautiful on the inside. It helps with your confidence. You know, it's the same thing as men with their hair, even some women with their hair. It's a confidence booster to know that you look good on the outside and you've done all you can. Now, I'm not saying that this is something that has to be. No, definitely not saying that. But what I am saying is this, it could hinder some people. It could make people feel a certain way about how they appear to the world. And not being able to go and seek proper medical care, that is another issue in itself. Now, again, it's in regards to acne, it is what it is. Nothing we can do about that. It's just not, I don't think it's a big enough topic or a big enough issue to where people are going to really have this major pushback, rather. I think there's going to be some people that are going to say, hey, what about us? What about this? But I don't think the numbers are going to be big enough to actually have this major fight for it. So we'll see what happens in regards to acne. We'll of course, the village will follow it. We'll go from there. We'll see what happens. And we'll make the transitions accordingly. And we'll see. All right? So this next pre-existing condition is anxiety. This is one that, by all accounts, is huge for the American people. Huge for the American people. There are a lot of mental illness in this country, and Lady J will tell you this, and it's one of the most underfunded, if that's the correct word, underfunded things that we have in this country. Mental illness is literally looked at sometimes as like leprosy. And it's not until recent years where, you know, we've seen people saying, hey, you know, I need help. Please help me. Anxiety is real. Anxiety causes a lot of issues. Anxiety causes stress. Anxiety can lead to an early death because of heart attack, heart disease. All these things are tied into having anxiety issues. And so when we cut the funding or say that this pre-existing condition will no longer be covered, you know, you put a lot of people in harm's way. And here's why I say we put a lot of people in harm's way. Number one, we're putting the person that actually has anxiety, we're putting them in harm. Because now they may not have any other way to actually receive help, right? They have no other way to actually receive help or any other kind of services that can help them get over their anxiety. So what do? They self-medicate. I'm okay. I can do this. I'm just going to drink this six-pack of beer, and then I'm going to, you know, go home. Well, what if in the way of going home, they're driving? What if in the way of going home, they put themselves in a situation where they could be harmed because their judgment is off or skewed or anything else like that, right? So that is something that anxiety is something that really needs to be revisited. But again, you know, it appears that the 45 administration is not too concerned with what's going on with people's minds. And that's a sad reality. That's a very harsh reality because mental illness is a very real thing. I don't care what corner of the country you live in, what part of the world you live in, whatever. Anxiety is anxiety. It can hurt you. It could really make you feel a certain way about what's going on in your own personal life. All right, so that's enough of that one. There's a longer list, but I'm just picking off a couple of ones I thought were interesting. The next one I want to talk about is asthma. Asthma in itself. Okay, asthma, that's such a horrible thing to throw on a list of pre-existing conditions. A pre-existing condition involving asthma. You're born or you can develop asthma. I'm not sure about how it works. I've never had it. I have friends that have it, but I've never actually asked them, have they developed it later on in life? Is it something you're born with? I don't know. But asthma, that is crazy in itself. Those inhalers are not cheap. Those rescue inhalers are not cheap. These are things that will save your life. The treatment for asthma, these things can prolong your life. So I really need people to really think about what's going on. Now, I'll say this again. Was the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, was it perfect? No, it was not perfect. We both know that. We all know that. It wasn't perfect. I don't even think it was actually designed to be perfect. I think it was designed to get people help. And like anything else in this world, you learn from it, you look at it, you say, okay, we've made the mistakes here. Let's correct this problem and let's keep moving forward. There's nothing wrong with saying that, right? But the problem is I think the way people view it is it was forced on them, right? But here it is. Let's just get off topic for a quick second here. Talk about the issue of slavery. If it wasn't pushed, how many people would have actually said, oh, okay, cool. If breastfeeding wasn't pushed, if LGBTQ rights wasn't pushed, would we have accepted it? For me, yes. I'm okay with everybody. It's just who I am. But there are some of those that literally once the issue became a limelight issue, they look at it a little different. And that's how I want to view this one. But in regards, let's get back on topic here. In regards to asthma, you know, my goodness, this is something that can actually kill someone, right? This is something that without proper treatment and care, because there are people that literally all they have is the Affordable Care Act, right? That's all they have. That's all the coverage they have. They may need this help just to get their inhalers, any other medications, treatments, things of that nature. They're going to need this stuff, right? And so this is what people need to realize. So let's jump on to here to this next one here. Bipolar disease. I mean, come on, guys. Bipolar. I'm not going to crack any jokes. What I am going to say is, do you really want to pull funding for that? Do you really want to pull funding for someone that has bipolar disease? You don't know what's going to happen with them. We don't know, right? So with that in mind, why pull the funding that can possibly help them? You don't know what they're going to do. Unless the ultimate goal is just to lock them all up in a psychiatric hospital and heavily medicate them. And that way the health insurance industry or that particular part of the health care industry makes a bunch of money, which makes total sense then. Cut the funding for people with anxiety so they stay in hospitals and the hospitals make more money, or cut the funding for people with bipolar disease so they stay locked up and they get these hospitals make the money, right? Was that the goal? Was that the ultimate in all this? Because to me, that seems completely illogical to cut funding for people with a bipolar disease. To me, this thing is just lining the pockets of of those of people of the healthcare industry. This is lining the pockets of the healthcare industry for the simple fact that these major illnesses. And Eva, I see your comment about the acne. People with severe acne also deal with infection and the possibility of massive infection. I understand that. There are some people that would argue your point. I'm not going to argue your point because I get where you're coming from. So, but these major ones, I'm talking about the anxiety, the depression, asthma. There are things that, excuse me, Village. Sorry about that. These are the things that need to be dealt with, right, accordingly. So with that in mind, healthcare, we're just lining their pockets, essentially. That's what it feels like. Let's talk about this next one, depression. Why do I even have to go into this one? Why was this even on the chopping block? Why is this even something that we're saying to ourselves, we got to cut this one or we got to do away with this? Why is that even on the list? Depression leads to people killing themselves. Depression leads to people killing their whole family, then killing themselves because they could not get the help they needed. Depression leads to people running into traffic to end it all because they just cannot deal with life. And you can call them a punk. You can call them whatever you want to call them. That's your opinion. But for me, those people need help. And for depression to be on the list of things to be considered a pre-existing condition and won't be covered, come on. We're talking about depression. We know the results of depression. We've seen people be depressed and jump off of bridges. We've seen people be depressed and pull out a gun with no bullets in it and aim it at cops and the cops gun them down. Death by cop. They won't actually commit suicide. They just know that they feel that their pain is so great that they would rather not be here. And so it's easier to just let a cop kill them. It's easier to have death by cop or suicide by cop, as they call it. You know, we live in this great country, but it feels like for those that have mental illnesses for one reason or another, it's not great for them. For those people with depression, anxiety, bipolar disease, are we making America great for them? Something to think about. Let's move on to this next one here. Menstrual irregularities. How's that basically having a vagina is a pre-existing condition? Essentially, having a vagina is a pre-existing condition now. Menstrual irregularities. So we're basically telling women, hey, ladies, if you're having issues with aunt flow or whatever you want to call it, your cycle or anything else, it's now a pre-existing condition and it will not be covered under your health care. Let that sink in. Let that sink in, because we're now in the era where women and their reproductive rights are being governed by a group of rich white men. Rich white men are telling women everywhere, this is not an issue, get over it. That's essentially what is happening with this country right now. When you have a large group of men that can tell women that this will no longer be covered, I need you to realize that, number one, me as a man, I have no rights in a woman's reproduction. I have no right to tell a woman what she does with her body, especially her vagina. It is not my place in the world. Number two, if even if it is your woman, Even if it's you want to say, this is your woman, this is your wife, your girlfriend, whatever. What gives you the right to tell her what she can and can't do with her body, her being? You don't know what she's feeling inside. You don't have to feel what she's feeling. You're from an outside perspective. You're outside. You're your own person. You as a male, a man, have your own issues, right? If we tell, if we can tell, if men can tell women that this is an issue, that you guys can't do this for one reason or the other, right? Shouldn't women be allowed to be able to tell us that this is what you guys cannot do anymore? Viagra needs to be gone. All that stuff. Anything that helps a man needs to be gone. Prostate screenings, all that stuff. Everything. Just get rid of it. If you're going to do to one, do to everybody. There it is. And there's so much more that can be said about that. But why beat up a dead horse? The Republicans know they're dead wrong for this. They're dead damn wrong. It doesn't make any sense to take away a woman's right to choose what she does with her body. It makes no sense. Menstrual irregularities. A woman doesn't know that she's going to have menstrual irregularities. What woman knows that coming out of the womb? They may not discover this until in their 20s. Or they may have discovered it when they had their first cycle when they were teenagers. What about the young ladies that are transitioning into womanhood and they're starting to have these menstrual irregularities at 13? What message does that send to them? What does that say to them that makes them say, my God, these men don't care about us? Me as a father, if I had young ladies that I raised from day one, I would feel insulted as a father to have to tell them that, number one, these men don't think that what you're going through is worth being covered. I can't explain that enough to where, how do I approach, if I had young daughters, how do I approach them and say, this is what they think? All I'd be able to tell them is, well, get it taken care of. Your old man's going to work hard and get it done. And that's all I could tell them. That's all I would know to tell them, truthfully. So, yeah, we gotta do better about this one. Sex reassignment. Okay, we knew this was on the chopping block. This has always been discussed behind the scenes and things of that nature. Sex reassignment surgery. I am all for people being who they are. I am an LGBTQ ally. I have no issue with people being who they are, right? I support you to the fullest. I will always support you to the fullest. I will always fight for your rights to choose. If you want to, if you decide to get the gender reassignment surgery, that's your business. But I do understand how paying for this surgery, it kind of scrubs people. It'll scrub people the wrong way. Because is this something that, in a sense, can be paid for by the individual that wants it? Yes, it is. Again, I support you. Don't ever get me wrong. Don't ever mistake my words as not being supportive. I support you fully. I support you 110% on this. But you have to understand that this is not something that can is life-threatening. This is not depression. This is not anxiety. This is not something that is not a life-threatening issue. This, in some circles, some would say it's an elective surgery. And I have to agree with them. It's an elective surgery. You don't have to do this, right? You feel within your heart and your soul that you're the wrong gender or wrong sex. And by all rights, you have the right to say, I want to have this surgery. I want to be transitioned from a man to a woman, or I want to transition from a woman to a man. You have the right as a human being to say that. And so that's how I feel about it. But as far as using government issued pay or government issued health care to pay for a gender reassignment, you know, I'm going to have to go with the Republicans on this one. This is an elect, for me, this is an elective surgery. If you feel that strongly that you should be this gender, then again, you got put your money away. This to me is an elective surgery. I fully support you after the transition and all that stuff, or during your transition. If you're a man and you decide to portray or not portray, that's a harsh word. If you decide to live your life as a woman, then so be it. If you're a woman and you decide to live your life as a male and present yourself to the world as a man, I'm good with that as well. I will treat you accordingly, and I'll never be disrespectful to you. But to say that the government should pay for your surgery, to pay for reassignment surgery, definitely should not be on the books. Just how I feel. That's the little bit of conservative in me. That's just, to me, that's irresponsible on the government's part. That's just how I feel. Now, if you can show me some kind of condition where, you know, these people, these individuals are out here going through all kind of hardships because of that. And there are some hardships, because when a person feels a certain way, you know, they want to have this gender reassignment surgery, and they cannot afford it. It's an expensive surgery. We all know that. You know, God, you know, think of, yeah, it can cause depression. It can cause anxiety, right? There's all kind of things that you have to consider with this. So, yeah, I get it now. You know, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. It really is. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you feel a certain way in regards to your sexual orientation, then I do wish you the best with this, because this is a tough one to tackle, because it could, if you feel like you're a man and you feel like you should be a woman, then I can see how depression, anxiety, all these things are possible. And quite simply for the reverse as well. So yeah, I do understand. But there is a level of fiscal responsibility that we have to maintain as a country. And granted, people will make the argument we're blowing all this money on defense and we don't need all this stuff. And I have to agree. We spend so much money on our military. And granted, they should get everything. It's our military. But there are certain things, certain contracts. We've all seen them, the excess. These contracts shouldn't be awarded. It's just what it is. So let's move on here to this next one. Sleep apnea. I don't know what to say about that. I have sleep apnea. I paid for my own sleep apnea machine. But there are some people that simply cannot afford a sleep apnea machine. They cannot afford the CPAP or the APAP, I believe it's called, the other version of it. They're not going to be able to afford it. I'm fortunate I was able to afford mine. It's a little pricey, but the difference is I don't sleep a lot as it is for other reasons. I have PTSD, so I don't sleep a lot as it is. But the sleep apnea machine or the CPAP allows me, when I do get my 4 or 5 hours of sleep at night, which is pretty typical for me, it's actually really good sleep. It's really good. Like, I literally sleep pretty sound. So I'm thankful for it. I was thankful that I was able to afford it. I was in a position to where I was able to go and purchase that machine. However, there are those that cannot afford that machine. There are those that this could save their life. because we've all seen or read about what can happen with a person that has sleep apnea. You literally stop breathing in your sleep. And if your body doesn't jerk you back, you die in your sleep. Reggie White, you guys know who he is. He died of sleep apnea. This was when it actually came on the map, when he died. It was always there, but nobody really understood or knew what it was. So this is definitely one of those things where it needs to be relooked at, because that's just horrible. If I couldn't afford a sleep apnea machine, I would hope that my government would help me out with this. I would. I'm being honest here. You're talking about something that's a life or death thing. Not just something that is elective. This is a life and death situation. You know, if I have it, I live. If I don't have it, I die. I die right in my sleep. Something to think about, okay? Let's look at this next one here. Transsexualism. We knew this was also going to be on the chopping block rather. In regards to treatment, because conservatives believe that they're just people that are transgender, transsexual, whatever the case may be, they believe they're just mentally ill and just need some prayer and some counseling. No, these individuals need counseling, yes, because this is a rough transition. This is a rough thing to have to go through. To wake up every morning and look in the mirror and say, I'm not supposed to be this, that's a rough thing to have to do every morning. Every morning, you look in the mirror and you say, you know what, I'm not supposed to be this person. This is not who I'm supposed to be, right? So keep that in mind. Transgenderism, transsexualism are issues that need to be addressed, but not addressed in the way that conservatives and Republicans want to address it. That is not how you treat someone, right? Who are you as a man or a woman or anything else to tell someone how they are to feel about themselves? If you want to boost their confidence, that's one thing. But for you to say you are wrong for feeling this way, God doesn't make mistakes or anything else, who are you? How do you know that they even believe in a God, a higher power, a grand architect? How do you know that? What gives you that right to actually speak that into existence? To me, you don't have that right. You don't have anything that you can say about that. That is not your place in this world. Your place in this world, our place as human beings, as earthlings, I believe, is to support and love each other. And we've never been able to do that fully. Right? It's always something that has separated, whether it's sex that divides us, whether it's religion, it's politics, whatever the case may be, we're divided because we cannot simply look at the man next to us and say, hey, I support you, or the woman next to you, hey, I support you. It's not hard to do. In my opinion, it's not hard. I support everyone, especially even people that are racist. I support. You know why I support racists? Well, open racists, because at least you're being honest. I do. People say, well, why do you think that these racist groups should have their right to protest and hold their marches? Because it's their right. At least you know who they are. At least they're not in the background hiding, you know. I would rather you be open and honest about who you are than to try to lie to me about it. There it is. All right? Well, that's a little bit off topic here. So again, that was a very short list. There's a very actually long list, and I didn't want to dive into this this whole list here because it's super long. But the caption is, these are some of the pre-existing conditions that may not be covered under the new health care bill. Acne, acromegaly, AIDS or ARC, Alzheimer's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. The village, forgive me if I'm pronouncing these wrong. Anemia, anxiety, aortic or mitral valve stenosis, arteriosclerosis, arthritis, asbestos. We know about asbestos. I was in the military, so I'm waiting to see myself. Asthma, bipolar, cancer, cardiomyopathy, cerebral palsy, infantile cerebral palsy. So they're born with this. Let that sink in. They're not going to cover something you're born with. Not your fault. You had nothing to do with it. You were just born. Won't be covered. COP, chronic obstruction pulmonary disease. Cirrhosis of the liver, they're going to argue, hey, well, you drank yourself into that. Okay. Coagulation defects, we don't know. I don't know anything about that. I just think that's a blood issue as far as I understand. Congestive heart failure, cystic fibrosis, depression, diabetes, dialysis, esophageal varicosis. I don't know how to say that. Forgive me. Hepatitis type B or C or chronic. Menstrual irregularities. Multiple sclerosis. Muscular dystrophy. Obesity. Organ transplant. Paraplegia. Parkinson's disease. And here's the kicker. Pregnancy will not be considered possibly a pre-existing condition. So ladies, once again, your vagina is under fire. And your right to reproduce with someone, whatever, under review. Under review. Let's not say under fire. Let's say it's under review. Sex reassignment, of course, sleep apnea, transsexualism, and tuberculosis. All right. Long list of things that have been, it's on there. Possible. Like I said, this is heading to the Senate. We'll see what happens. Okay, so let's move on here. I spent a long time on that one because truthfully, it kind of needed a long time. So let's talk about this Trump to North Korea. Basically, he's saying don't mess with us. He's doing these massive drills to let North Korea know that we will not be messed with. We will not be effed with. We will not tolerate your stupidity, right? And here's where I have to kind of agree with Andre. Welcome to the village. Thank you very much. This is where I have to agree with Trump. We're looking at this with this thing with North Korea. I think I'm looking at this, I've always had, from a liberal, very liberal perspective. Now, I didn't always grow up liberal. I kind of grew up a little bit more conservative. But I think after meeting the people in my life, my views have changed on a lot of things, and rightfully so. I think as human beings, we grow, we develop, we become different people as we evolve from small humans to adulthood, large humans, right? Now, if you guys haven't really been paying attention to this, North Korea had their own drill, and it was basically a display of power. Right? It was a display of power to let the U.S. know, hey, you don't want to come for us. Okay, fine. I'm okay with that. Now the U.S. is doing a similar drill. The U.S. military is doing similar drills to let North Korea know, we're not taking your crap. And I'm okay with that. Right? Because what you do not want to do is appear weak. And that's where I do agree with President Trump. You do not want to appear weak on the world scale. However, comma, do we have to go into this big war? There's nothing wrong with expressing your might and letting people know that you will not be messed with, you will not be stepped on. You don't want to appear weak. That is the basis of all of this. But I do not believe that heading into a war with this country is a needed thing. Do we agree with their politics, their policies, or anything else? No, we do not. But we do not have a right to go over there and tell them what to do. If people want to come to this country, let them do so through the proper means. Now, in regards to liberating or taking over or anything else, and North Korea wanting to fire nukes and everything else, you know, I get it. This is something that we do have to be afraid of, right? Even though most of their missile tests have failed miserably, you still have to be leery that they are trying to develop a nuclear missile that can reach us. You have to realize that. People have to understand that this is serious. This, the leader of their country is serious. The leader of our country is serious. And what does that mean for us? A serious situation for us here that's literally in our bedrooms. We don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully, this can be taken care of through back channel means, whatever that, however that happens, right? I just hope that this can be taken care of through other means. What I don't want to see is a large-scale invasion simply because it's about military might. It's about this, you know, who's better than who and things of that nature. I don't want to see that. That is not what we're about. And we all know that. That is not what this country is about. So, sorry about that, Villas. I'm trying to queue up the next piece here. And it's not allowing me to, of course. And that's okay. We'll deal with it as such. Anyways, here, that's the end of that. So this next one here, this last one that I want to hit as far as what the Trump, Stephen Colbert's a kind interview with Trump, the FCC is investigating it. I'm going to go ahead and kind of play this clip, but I need to mute, and it won't allow me to mute.
Dynamic handling.
So it's crazy how this works, and they won't allow me to mute the. Won't allow you to mute it. That's crazy how that works. Performance car. So you guys got to deal with this.
Response of Acura TLX and this. Acura dealer for attracting.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go and we're going to put this live here, and we're going to let you guys watch this. We're going to screen share and app here, boom, share. All right, guys, well, I'm still here. Let's go ahead and play this here clip.
I think actually I've been very consistent. You know, it's very funny when the fake media goes out, you know, which we call the mainstream media, which sometimes I must say is you. But when the
you
fake
mean me personally or
your show, I love your show. I call it Deface the Nation. But, you know, your show is sometimes not exactly correct.
Really? Donald Trump, John Dickerson, is a fair-minded journalist and one of the most competent people who will ever walk into your office. And you treat him like that? Now, John Dickerson has way too much dignity to trade insults with the President of the United States to his face. But I, sir, am no John Dickerson. Mr. Trump, your presidency, I love your presidency. I call it Disgrace the Nation. You're not the POTUS. You're the BLOTUS. You're the glutton with a button. You're a regular Gorge Washington. You're the presidents, but you're turning into a real pricktator. Sir, you attract more skinheads than free Rogaine. You have more people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla who got hit in the head.
Strong words there, Village. Strong words. You know, I do not see the apparent issue with that. And here's why. When President Obama was in office, there were so many people that blasted him. And let's talk about faux news, because let's be honest here, the only real reporter they had was Megyn Kelly. That's all they had. And that was the only person I ever watched was Megyn Kelly. I think she's absolutely brilliant. I don't give a damn if she's conservative, Republican, whatever the case may be. I think Megyn Kelly is brilliant. I think she's a great reporter. Now, does she happen to be a Republican, a conservative? Yeah, who cares? Listen to what she has to say. She says facts. Moving on. Right? When he called him, oh, and Dre just said it, the president, like, to me, this is something that President Obama went through, right? And conservatives weren't jumping up to defend anybody. But the minute you attack our current administration and what he's doing, all of a sudden, this is a major issue. And why is that? Why is this a major issue now? This has been going on for years. Now the FCC wants to review what he said. So what? Freedom of speech. He didn't threaten to kill the president or anything else like that. That was not what he was doing. He was simply taking his platform, similar to mine, because we will be big one day, bigger. He took his platform and he said how he felt. Took his platform and said, this is how I feel about our current administration. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Nothing wrong. And so when we go after presidents, because guess what? You are the president. You will be attacked. You have things that you as a president have to deal with. That is simply it. You are not exempt from people talking about you. President Obama went through it. President Clinton went through it. Everybody goes through it as the president. You are the face of this country. People are not going to like you for one reason or another. And as long as they are not threatening your life, I believe that say what you want to say. There it is. This is not Bosnia. This is not Serbia. This is not some communist country. If you don't agree with somebody, you can say, I don't agree with you. And you can use your platform to say, I do not agree with you, your thoughts, and the people that support you. That is okay to say in this day and age. This is not a communist country. This is America. Remember that. Okay. So let's dive into this next segment here, Village, because I really didn't want to be too long because it's just me doing the show. I figure y'all wouldn't want to hear me talking all extra long and stuff like that. And so I'm trying not to take up too much of your time. Here it is. This is another one that that I wanted to discuss here. Current events. I don't want this video to play, and this time it's actually allowing me to mute, which is great. So let's talk about this here, this young man, Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard, I spoke about it briefly the last show. He was a 15-year-old boy, unarmed, shot and killed by a police officer, correct? Now,
department received a 911 call.
And you know what, Village, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to put this on screen. And we're going to discuss it a little bit here. Because right now, what I'm seeing is, let's see, screen share. We have another officer, another officer-involved incident where the officer is or has been fired and charged. But here's the thing. You can charge somebody with anything, but what actually happens is a different story. Let's go ahead and just play this here.
Box Springs Police Department received a 911 call reporting several underage intoxicated juveniles walking around in the 12300 block of Barron. Officers arrived at the location and discovered a large party. While inside the residence trying to locate the owners of the house, officers heard gunshots outside, causing a chaotic scene with numerous people running away from the location. Officers immediately exited the residence to investigate the gunshots. Officers confronted a vehicle backing down the street, and despite multiple verbal commands from the officer, the vehicle continued to reverse, backing into the main roadway. The vehicle then pulled forward as the officer continued to approach the vehicle, giving verbal commands. The vehicle continued to the main roadway, driving away from the officer as an officer shot into the vehicle, striking the passenger. One of the individuals was transported to a local hospital where he later died from his injuries.
Okay. Very sad reality that this family is facing. This is a very sad reality. I don't know how else do you address this? This officer lied, and if it was not for his body cam, right, this would be another issue of the cop said one thing and there's no one to actually defend what actually happened. They're not going to believe a bunch of what they call punk kids and saying that we weren't doing this or the other. They're going to take the word of the officer. So in this situation, And Village, also forgive me, the young man, if I said the young man's name incorrectly, Jordan Edwards, not Jordan Howard, Jordan Edwards. He was shot by now former Bulk Springs officer Roy Oliver, who basically he lied. His interpretation of what happened did not match what his body cam said. But I just said it. We live in this country where people can literally lie like that. And because they have a badge and a gun. Notice I didn't say gun and badge. Because they have a badge and a gun, they essentially are taken at their word. I mean, I get it. Human beings as a whole will lie. That is a fact. Just because you have a badge does not make you above the fact that you will tell a lie to not have anything brought against you. Why he pulled out his gun and shot this young man, Jordan Edwards, I don't know. I do not know. Was he scared? I don't know. I can't tell you what was in this man's head. All I can say is that a young man has lost his life. He was 15 years old. 15. Shot and killed. House party. Right? Were there issues at the house party? Yes. But you as a trained officer, come on. The first thing we have to do, this needs to be better training. Monday morning quarterbacking on my part. I'm not a police officer. I can't tell people what to do. But something needs to be done. People can't just lose their lives and then if the body cam would not have been there, what would have happened? Would this have just been another police-involved shooting, marching in the street, riots, things of that nature, and then everyone moves on? Because that's what we do as a country. We complain, we vent, we do all this stuff, and then we just kind of move on to the next piece. And that's wrong. That's what I'm going to say about that. But I am at the minimum, the fact that he was fired and he was charged with murder is promising. But then again, we've seen this before. So let's see. Let's see how this all transitions in the grand scheme of things. Let's see how this moves forward with the actual conviction and major jail time for murder. Now, again, I'll say this like I've said before. I am all about redemption. This officer made a mistake. However, comma, you have to pay for your crime. But to me, he pays for whatever sentence he's given. If he's given life, then so be it. He has to serve life. If he's given 30 years or 40 years for murder, whatever the case may be, allow this man to pay his debt to society, and then he moves on with his life. That's it. People can change. People mess up every day. I'll say it again. I am a prime example of redemption and forgiveness. I have many flaws. I've done many wrongs. But because I'm forgiven, I've moved on, I've moved forward, I'm trying to be a better person with the time I have left with my life. How long that is, I don't know. But I'm giving them my best to be the best for the people around me. So with that in mind, let's move on to this next topic here. Again, I don't want to take up your guys' time using too much here. Let's talk about some knee-jerk reaction type stuff here. I was going to do another thing involving Uber, but I think I need to investigate that one a little more. I don't want to beat that one up here. This is one that was a little bit odd for me because I didn't know anything about this. I think as a man, I kind of not turn the blind eye, but I don't see it because I'm not a woman. So I don't know too much about this. I just know when I hear about rape, I read about the story and I feel bad for the young lady that was involved in it, right? But it's never been something that I've actually studied in great detail. Well, sometimes the universe will present you with information that makes you say, I need to read more about rape. I need to learn more about rape culture and what it means to the people that it affects and that's who all is involved, right? So this is a knee-jerk reaction topic, and I'm going to read this to you. In 7 U.S. states, rape victims can be legally forced to share custody of their children with their rapist fathers. That is something that I did not know. That's absolutely insane to me. So first of all, you decide to carry this child as a woman, right? You're right, because this is what you decided to do. You may believe in abortion, not believe in abortion, but I believe in a right, in the woman's right to choose. That's my position on life. Do I agree with abortion? No. I absolutely do not agree with abortion. I think it's absolutely something you should not do. But again, I agree with a woman's right to choose. You're right. You pick it. If you want to do it, you do it. Guess what? If you decide to have this abortion and you become depressed afterwards or anything else, you have to deal with everything that goes on. That's just how I look at it, plain and simple. So let's talk about this article a little bit here. Let me go ahead and click on this. I'm not going to put it on screen. This was the article that came out April 21st, 2017, so roughly 2 weeks ago. It's from Fox News. This is a pretty good article. I did a little research on my own. Let's read some of this here. Shauna Pruitt was a 21-year-old college senior in 2004 when she was raped and impregnated by her attacker. Her decision to keep her child, a baby girl, brought with it an unexpected twist. Her rapist sought custody of their daughter when she was born. Pruitt is not alone. Women in 7 U.S. states can be legally forced to share custody of their children with their rapist father, including Maryland, where an all-male panel failed April 10 to pass legislation that would have allowed victims who have children from rape to block rapist parental rights. Excuse me. They have the same rights as the other biological father, said Lissay Jordan, an attorney and executive director of the Maryland Coalition Against Sexual Assault. It's outrageous, Jordan said of the bill's failure to pass. noting it was tone deaf to have six male legislators handling last-minute negotiations on the bill. The Rape Survivor Family Protection Act, which received bipartisan support, passed in both the Maryland House and the State Senate, but a panel of six male legislators had to create a final version of the legislation because the drafts approved by each House had considerable differences. A final bill failed to pass April 10 because time ran out on the last day of the Maryland General Assembly annual three-month session. The Assembly isn't set to reconvene until January 10, 2018, but state legislators told Fox News an emergency session is being considered. This is, I mean, it's article goes on and on. It's first of all, you know, what the hell? And let me tell you the seven states. There are seven states without laws preventing rapists from gaining custody of children conceived without consent. In addition to Maryland, such states include Alabama, go figure, Mississippi, go figure, Minnesota, that one surprises me, North Dakota, Wyoming, New Mexico. This is insane. So now you're saying, right, same rights, exactly. You don't have a right as a rapist to me. You have no rights. You have the right to go to jail. You have the right to pay your debt to society. You have the right to become a better person, to try and become a better person. That's it. I am about forgiveness and redemption, but pay your debt to society first. Whatever that looks like, if it's 30 years, 40 years, or life, pay your debt to society. There it is. It's that simple for me. You have the right to lose you write about. Well, I'm not going to quite agree with you there, but it's, you know, God, you don't have a right to the child. You took a woman's, you took her a woman's power. That, in a sense, rape is taking a woman's power. We know that men, for the most part, can overpower women, right? Which is why I am such an advocate for women doing martial arts and learning self-defense and things of that nature. I'm all for women carrying tasers, things like that, OC spray. I'm for that stuff. I think all women should keep one in their purse. I'm being honest, right? I think everyone should have something that can defend them, whether it's a taser or it's OC spray or pepper spray, which I think pepper spray is actually legal. OC spray is for military and police use only, if I remember correctly. But here it is. These individuals, right, that rape someone have a right to say, well, I want to see my child. How does that even work? In your brain, how does that work to where you have the right to say, I want to see this child? So now this woman that you have raped now has to not only raise this child, because now she said, you know what, I'm not going to get the abortion. I don't want to go through that. This child is not here through the means that I want them to be here. But guess what? I'm going to love this child anyway, regardless of the situation. Now this man who is a rapist comes in and says, well, I want to see my child. How does that sit well in your brain? You as a legislator, how does that sit well with you? And you say, this is okay within my heart, my mind. To me, you're a rapist. You go to jail. You pay your debt to society. And then if you come out of jail and all is well, and you can somehow contact this woman, which is, I think I'm overstretching here. If you contact this woman and you can make amends, then so be it. But as far as a rapist having rights, you have no rights. You have no rights. You have no rights, period. You have none whatsoever. And that's something that you have to realize. Men, we're overstepping our boundaries here. And the crazy part is that realistically, women outnumber men in some countries. What is it, 3-1, 2-1? I'm not 100% sure. But we are not the dominant gender anymore, right? Which really leads me to believe, when I look at other countries, why is it that America has so few women legislators and governors and representatives and things of that nature. You know, I'll say it, white male privilege is still a thing in this country. And you can deny that all you want, and that's fine. But if you have not seen the interview with Kamar Bell, his show United Shades of America, where he interviewed Richard Spencer, I think you guys need to go check that out. If you haven't seen that interview yet, please go watch that interview. And if you tell me that white male privilege, number one, does not exist and is not an issue, we have nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. If you cannot see that white male privilege is abundant and free-flowing in this country, we have nothing to discuss. And there it is. And so let's, so I've gotten rid of that one. And that's it. Like I said, I'm a talker. This show I could host by myself, no problem, because I love to talk. I love to speak. But I like having other people on for different perspectives. Chance is a little sick. Jermon is sick. So I'm going to get in here and host and do what I do. Right? So I'm thankful that you guys are with me. So let's talk real quick here. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to do some Village Idiots. Going to do some Village Idiots. And we're going to get out of here. And that'll be that. So, yeah, just stay with me for a few more minutes here. And let's go from there. Now, this first story is a Village Idiot. And at the same time, damn it, it was just funny. I do not care. Funny is funny. excuse me. Okay, so this first story, we're going to scroll down here and pull this link back up. Hopefully you guys have heard about this story, but if not, it's trying to load now. Here we go. Let's go on ahead and here, and then we're going to screen share and application. Boom. Boom. Okay. Porn star bitten by shark in terrifying video. Yeah, let that sink in. Let's go ahead and play the video real quick. Let's make sure it plays. First of all, those are sharks. I don't know how porn and sharks are involved. But, I don't know what to say about this one exactly. Let's go ahead and go focus screen here. I'm going to disappear for a few moments. And let's go ahead and play this video. See what happens.
We're going shark diving, Camp Soda. Shit that I do.
Shark diving.
Push yourself in. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What? Who signed off on this? Do I feel bad for her getting bit? Yes, I do. Yes, she got bit by a shark. Village, don't blame the shark. The shark did what the shark was sharking. The shark was sharking. He saw a potential meal and he sharked. He sharked. Yeah, that's it. He's simple. He sharked. Whoever said that this is the new thing, this is the new need they ass whooped. And first of all, why them damn bars so wide? Now, what? Like the damn shark, as far as I'm concerned, could have swam in there with her and did the porn shoot with her, as far as I'm concerned. So the whole cast and crew is a bunch of idiots here. I'm going to say that. Holy damn. Really. This is your best. Okay. So she's not the village idiot. It's the people that decided to put her in a cage. The people that put her in a cage that said, this is okay. Yes. The shark sharked. He sharked. What else you want me to say? He sharked. Surprise! Oh, God. This is our best. Oh, no wonder people look at us weird. Okay. Next story. We're going to go ahead and close that one out. Next story. Village idiot here. Go and close that one out here. And village, I try not to load these things because it kind of slows down stuff as far as stories that I bring up. Okay. Let's see here. Next story. Okay, so I'm gonna blow you away a little bit because to me this woman is the potential village hero. All right, she's a hero to me. All right, here we go. All right, yes, you're reading that correctly, village. Woman arrested for shooting at teen for attempting to rape dog. Yeah, dog rape, what's a bullet, trying to rape your dog? Yeah. Go ahead and focus screen here. I'm going to read some of this story. Let's read a little bit of this here. Maybe there's some kind of logic behind all this. Maybe there's something that can be done. A woman was arrested in April after police said she shot at a teen who was sexually assaulting her neighbor's dog. Carrie Langford told police she looked out her bedroom window and saw a teen sexually assaulting her neighbor's dog. Langford said this wasn't the first time. She has caught the teen doing the act to the animal. Linkard said this wasn't the first time she caught the teen doing the act to the animal. Linkard told police she went to get her gun and confronted the teen. Linkard said the teen jumped the fence and that she also exited her fence with her gun and shot into the grass to scare the teen. Witnesses told police they heard a loud pop and saw the teen, who was wearing just boxers and a shirt, running down the road. Linkard was arrested for aggravated assault. Police said the teenager was also arrested for two counts of bestiality. Yeah, man. I don't know how I feel about that. She's a hero as far as I'm concerned. I don't know how big this kid was, because truth of the matter is, rape is wrong regardless. But if he's raping a little ass dog, that's a problem for me. This has got to do more with, size issues. I don't know. This is crazy all around. You wasn't the first time. What the hell happened What the hell did you not do the first? Let me say this before I go any further. Let me go ahead and clarify. I will not ever see a human being attempting to rape a dog and not do something the first time. There's no second time for me. There's none of that. None of that exists. Doesn't exist. There won't be a next time as far as I'm concerned. There's no way in hillbilly hell. I'm not going to label. There's no way in hell that I, as a human being, will allow a dog or any other animal to get raped. Just saying. Think about that, Village. This was the second time. But realistically, to me, she's the village hero. She stood up. She said, you will not rape this animal for a second time that I know of. You will not do this a second time. This is what I know. Damn it. You will not rape this animal. Keep that in mind. He raped an animal. This is the second time he was caught. This may have been a regular thing. Just saying. Think about it. Only you can prevent forest fires. Okay. So, last village idiot here. Last village idiot. Let's see here. No, I'm not going to do that one. That's just stupid. Let's see here. Yep. Okay, so, you know what? I think I want to just call it a show. Because I have a bunch of stories, and sometimes you have to kind of say them when they come out, and these are some old stuff. And kind of go from there. Well, let's do this one here. Let's do this last one, because food is a powerful drug. It is. Let's be honest here. Food is powerful. We know that. I'm a foodie. But I'm not going to threaten people. It's just who I am. Just how I look at things. And we're going to screen share once again. Affidavit. Man allegedly threatened to blow up Burger King after not getting a free burger. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City. An Oklahoma City man is behind bars. Did I focus the screen? Let me go ahead. I'm sorry, Village. I like to focus the screen for Village Idiots because it's the right thing to do. Give you guys the full attention here. Oklahoma City, an Oklahoma City man is behind bars after he allegedly threatened a fast food restaurant where he was denied free food. On April 23rd, officers were called to the Burger King in the 7400 block of South May Avenue after a man threatened to blow up the restaurant. Employees told police that a man called the restaurant to complain about a hair being found in his burger. According to, and I'm looking here, so obviously he didn't do it. According to the arrest affidavit, the man did not have any proof that he ordered food. So he became angry with the employee when she refused to give him a free burger. I'm tired of this. I'm just going to blow the effing building up. The alleged suspect reportedly told the employee. The employee told police that she told the man that it was against the law to make threats. At that point, he later said, it's only a threat if I don't intend to do it. The affidavit states that the man told the employee that he was staying across the street, which is when she called police. Authorities ultimately arrested Aaron Cochran on one complaint of making a bomb threat. Mm-hmm. Like I said, y'all, food is a powerful drug. Food is a powerful drug. So, Village Idiot tonight, for me, or today rather, I'm going to have to go with the transition team that decided that putting a porn star in a tank or in a cage that had very wide bars was the right thing to do for a porn shoot. Not really sure if that's the right move. I personally don't think that porn should be filmed with sharks swimming around you. You have to really think about that. Definitely can't call the woman in Village Idiot that shot at the teen for raping Fifi because to me she's a hero. You know, she finally essentially said, you know what, I'm going to stand up for this dog and we're going to go from there. So, and this last story, I mean, he was hungry. That's all. He may have been homeless. We don't know. We don't know the story. We don't really know the truth. But hopefully he didn't say his hair, or it was a hair from his head that was in there for some crazy reason. Because as you guys saw, he had some hair issues. Here's another thing. I mean, damn, did the... Yeah, the shark. Got to go with the shark. The shark completely... He sharked. There it is. You know, he was sharking. You know, it was Thursday afternoon. And... he was sharking. So there it is. Okay, Village. So if you want to get a hold of Chance, is at Chance W. Brown. If you want to get a hold of Slink, at Slink Grindstone. I don't know all of his stuff as far as finding his beats. I think it's Beat Stars or something like that. I'm not 100% sure. I'm being honest with you guys. And with that also, we also have, we've also created, or what I was given, rather, a exit beat. I'm not sure if I can get it loaded up right now because, you know, I got it the other day from Dr. Sai, who does my intro beat. And yeah, so, you know, we'll see. Hold on here. Let me see if this is gonna work. I may have to pause this. Okay, so Village, with that in mind, like I said, get a hold of us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Get a hold of us also at get a hold of me at Enlighten My Mind at Welcome to the Village. And you can also get a hold of me on, oh my goodness, I'm having a brain fart. 619-202-1562. You know, Lady J told me I should have all this stuff written down in front of me. And I'm thinking she's probably right. Yeah, welcometothevillage.com, website's under construction. T-shirts are available on the Welcome to the Village Etsy page, along with the wristbands. And again, thank you to Dre for sending me that picture. I used it. I love it. Thank you very much. And as the saying goes, Village, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great night.
Rocking with the Village. You rocking. Let's get it.